meet after the Prophet's alayhi wasalam. Siddiq-e-Akbar, 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 Siddiq-e-Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another episode for you of our program The Most Elite After the Prophets which is regarding none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In this program, we talk about his eminence, his virtues, his excellences. And up to now, we've covered many topics so far. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be talking about his specialities, that what specialities Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu possessed, and also those traits in which he was the first and the foremost. No one surpassed him, no one excelled him in those traits. He was the first one to have those qualities, to have those traits. No one other than him has or possesses those traits or those qualities. He's unique in that sense. He's unique in having those traits. No one matches him in those qualities. Inshallah, today our topic will revolve around this discussion. Before that, inshallah azza wa jal, as usual, we'll listen to a virtue of sending salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has been stated that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be three people who will be under the shade of that arsh. It was humbly asked that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will be those people? The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied that the one who relieves the distress of my ummati, of my follower, number two, will be the one who revives my sunnah, and number three is the one who sends salutations upon me in abundance. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know of a way through which we can attain the shade of the arsh on the day of judgment, that we should either be amongst those who relieve the distress of the ummah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or we should be amongst those who revive the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or we should be amongst those who send salutations upon the noble Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance, or in fact we should be amongst those who act upon all these three things which have been mentioned in this blessed hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will first cover the specialities of Sayyiduna Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So dear viewers, specialities refers to those traits, those characteristics, those qualities that are not possessed by any other person, by any other individual. They're specific to a certain individual. So in relation to the specialities of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first speciality that we will be discussing today is his name, his title, Siddiq. Now, this very title of Siddiq was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one else has been given this title of Siddiq except him. He is the only person, only individual who has this title. No one other than him has ever been given this title of Siddiq. Another speciality is, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ migrated from Makkah to Medina due to the oppressions of the disbelievers, then it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu who accompanied him. So during this journey, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds the privilege of being the companion of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which no one else holds. No one else accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this journey of migration from Makkah to Medina. And similarly, at the same time, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the honor of being the only individual to accompany the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the cave of Thor during migration. When they went in the cave of Thor during this migration, the disbelievers, they were in the pursuit of this. That's when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the only individual in that cave with the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now no one else has this honor, this privilege, or of having this speciality that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds, which was being the companion of the Prophet during this journey of migration, and being his companion in the cave when they spent few nights in that cave whilst migrating to Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zeeman. Another speciality of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead prayer in the presence of all the believers. Now he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never commanded any other companion to do so. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only one who was commanded by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to lead the prayer in his own presence and in the presence of other Sahaba as well. No other companion has this honor. Another beautiful speciality that ulama they have mentioned is that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would often hear the conversation that would take place between Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. However, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not see Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, but he would hear the conversation that would take place between Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Another speciality of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that he was such special vizier and minister, you can say, of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would consult with him in every matter, in all the affairs, he would consult him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was his companion in the cave, companion of Arish on the day of Badr, meaning the place that was prepared for the protection, and also the companion in the shrine. So the priority and excellence that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held for Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he alayhi salatu wasalam did not hold it for anyone else. In other words, the rank that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in the sight of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that rank was not held in the sight of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for any other companion. Furthermore, it is also stated, it is amongst his specialities that the amount of praise that was mentioned for him by other companions and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other companion was praised as much as Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So all of the companions and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they would praise Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu immensely, and the amount of praise that he received from other companions and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was second to none. And the other companions, Alayhi Muridman, and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam never praised any other companion as much as they praised Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is also amongst his specialities that he also has the honor that the entire creation seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion whose pleasure is sought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks the pleasure of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is also his speciality. So these were some of the specialities that are mentioned by ulama in the books that we've brought before you. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will talk about those things in which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first and foremost. No one surpassed or excelled him in those things. It is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the friend of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even before his declaration of prophethood, and even after he announced his prophethood. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also, you can say, his first friend. Other than that, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also the first one to testify to the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first one to deem the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be truthful. So Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to believe in the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is also stated that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to embrace Islam amongst men. Moreover, as we're talking about those things in which Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first and foremost, then we also need to understand that amongst those people who revealed their Islam, who announced their Islam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to do so. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu openly announced his Islam to everyone. And what we need to understand is that during the times in which he announced his Islam openly, those were not easy times. Whoever would announce his Islam, or whomsoever the disbelievers would come to know that a certain individual has embraced Islam, they would inflict that person with severest of hardships. They would torture them immensely and severely. So those were the testing times in which Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu openly announced his Islam, and he embraced all those tortures and all those oppressions openly, but he did not step back from announcing his Islam openly. Everyone else, whoever announced their Islam afterwards, they of course followed the footsteps of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, no one of course can surpass Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this excellence either. Furthermore, the glorious Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the coolness of our eyes, the peace of our hearts. This beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was compiled and gathered by Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu first. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to compile and gather the glorious Quran. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to compile the glorious Quran and name it as Mus'haf. Furthermore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also the first one to attain the title of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was the first one to be called the first rightly guided caliph. We know therefore Khulafa'i Rashideen, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first one amongst them. Furthermore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first one to be called as Khalifa as well. Regarding this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Abi Malika radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that someone called Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the following manner, Ya Khalifatullah. Upon this, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that I am the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I am content over this. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also the first one to be addressed as Khalifa. Furthermore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first time ever in the history of Islam, his subjects, the subjects of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, affixed his remuneration due to his commitments for serving the matters of the state. That's how sincere Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with the state after he became the caliph, after he became Amir al-Mu'mineen, after he became the leader of believers, that it is obvious that we need to earn some livelihood to look after our family, to feed our family. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was so much into serving the Ummah after becoming Amir al-Mu'mineen, after becoming the leader of the believers, that of course he couldn't run his business the way he was running before. That of course, because he was so busy in the commitments of the state. So his subjects, the people that were under him, they affixed remuneration for him. Because if he would have busied himself in earning livelihood, then the matters, the affairs of the state would have been compromised. So taking all this into consideration, his subjects, they affixed a remuneration for him so that the affairs of the state do not get compromised and the livelihood of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu does not get compromised either. So he was the first one to have remuneration affixed for him as well. Furthermore, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, then Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also gave a sermon. So he became the first khatib of Islam as well. He gave a khutbah in the haram of Makkah. He openly announced his Islam and invited people towards Islam openly. So he also becomes the first khatib, first sermonizer of Islam. as well. Furthermore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also the first one to establish a state treasury, to establish a Baytul Mal. Furthermore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also the first one to receive the title of Atiq. No one other than him had this title before him. Furthermore, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to carry out the propagation of Islam. He was the first one to embrace Islam, and the day he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, that very day he radiallahu ta'ala anhu started the propagation of Islam as well. So we can also say that no one else surpassed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in propagating Islam either, as the day Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, that very day he started to propagate Islam as well. Furthermore, it is also stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to support Islam financially and physically. As soon as Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent 40,000 dirhams in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, no one has surpassed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in terms of rendering financial support for Islam either. Furthermore, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Amir of Hajj, as the leader of Hajj. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first Amir of Hajj in Islam. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first Khalifa, was the first leader of believers who became a Khalifa during the lifetime of his father and took control of his caliphate, took control of the matters of his caliphate. No other Khalifa, no other leader of the believers holds this excellence. Furthermore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first Caliph who passed away during the life of his father, Sayyidina Abu Qahafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And furthermore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first individual in Islam to build a masjid. Yes, he is the first individual to build a masjid in Islam. How is that? That due to the oppressions of the disbelievers in Makkah, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was initially migrating to Abyssinia, then Ibn Daghina, he stopped him. And because of this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he returned to Makkah. Now, upon returning back to Makkah, he returned back to his house, and in the courtyard of his house, he built a masjid. And that is where he started to carry out his acts of worship. He would worship in this very masjid of his house. So this was the first masjid of Islam that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu built in the courtyard of his house. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these were a few of those qualities in which Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first and the foremost. No one has surpassed Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in them, and anyone who tries to follow in these footsteps of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, i.e. rendering physical or financial support to Islam or propagating Islam, etc., they all will be following the footsteps of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these are few specialities of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we mentioned before you today, and these were few of those traits, few of those matters in which Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first and the foremost. He was the first one to carry out these things. He was the first one to be honored with these honors. No other individual has surpassed him or has held these honors other than him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most elite after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Siddiq-e-Akbar, Siddiq-e-Akbar. صدیق اکبر, صدیق اکبر.